Unit 1. Email and Internet. Integrated Skills Development. New Words and Expressions. Access. Blonde. Comfort. Community. Constitution. Contribution. Digital. Financial. Gay. Handful. Internet. Isolation. Knit. Lack. Lesbian. Liberty. Link. Lounge. Navigate. Range. Respectable. Role. Sentence. Shameful. Tip. Voluntary. Website. A bit like. A handful of. Be linked with. To. Be ready to. Come out. Range from. To. Thanks to. Passage. Seniors find fun on web. Thousands of Americans over 50 are discovering friends, fun, and new ideas on an internet-based community called SeniorNet. I am an old lady, except online, when I am 37, blonde, and ready to roll, says a respectable member of SeniorNet, a true community of seniors that includes a 104-year-old member. A fifth of Americans with internet access, or 8 to 10 million people, are over 50. SeniorNet is a non-profit site that develops very quickly, thanks to voluntary contributions from its 25,000 members and a handful of retirees who design the website and manage more than 200 discussion groups set up on the network. Of course, the usual topics linked with old age are very much there, health and financial questions, but they are not the only topics, says Glenn Gilbert, the site's director of development. Subjects ranging from cooking and knitting to digital cameras and politics are discussed, he says. It's a place where one can break the isolation of a bedroom without having to leave it, where you can comfort one another in times of sickness, Gilbert says. But it is also a place where you can share in the happy moments of life, be it birthdays or even weddings. The almost complete liberty of expression provided by the web also allows for a men's lounge, which wives are asked to avoid, and for the constitution of a group of gay and lesbian seniors. This group permits men and women to discuss issues that, in their youth, would have been shameful to them. One senior says that, for a teacher like me, to come out at that time was a bit like signing your death sentence. SeniorNet has also established a network of 130 computer learning centers. These provide the basics on navigating the Internet and tips on setting up a website as well as a computer for those who lack their own equipment. Listening. 9. Listen to a story about Del Bradford's wish when he was in a middle school, and decide whether the following statements are true or false. One day, when Del Bradford was 16 and still at high school, a teacher asked everyone in his class the same question. What do you want to be when you're older? The other students gave answers like engineer, doctor, or lawyer. But Bradford said, a millionaire. That wasn't my real ambition. I didn't want to tell anyone about that, he says. A few years later, Bradford went to a university, where he got a degree in computer engineering. Then he borrowed some money from a friend and started his own software company. When he was 27, he became a millionaire. But what was his real ambition when he was 16? He wanted to be 15 centimeters taller. But after the teacher asked him that question, he changed his mind. I couldn't do anything about my height, but I could do something about other things in my life, he answered. 10. Listen to the story again and answer the following questions. One day, when Del Bradford was 16 and still at high school, a teacher asked everyone in his class the same question. What do you want to be when you're older? The other students gave answers like engineer, doctor, or lawyer. But Bradford said, a millionaire. That wasn't my real ambition. I didn't want to tell anyone about that, he says. A few years later, Bradford went to a university, where he got a degree in computer engineering. Then he borrowed some money from a friend and started his own software company. When he was 27, he became a millionaire. But what was his real ambition when he was 16? He wanted to be 15 centimeters taller. But after the teacher asked him that question, he changed his mind. I couldn't do anything about my height, but I could do something about other things in my life, he answered. Merry Learning. A Japanese company and an American company had a boat race. The Japanese won by a mile. The Americans hired experts to work out what went wrong. They reported that the Japanese had one person managing and seven rowing, while the Americans had seven managing and only one rowing. The American company immediately reorganized its team. Now they had one senior manager, six management consultants, and one rower. In the rematch, the Japanese won by 2 miles. So the American company fired the rower.